The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Monday, July 21st, 2025. And by God, it feels like July 21st. Just the... like, dude. I had the air on blast this morning, which, I don't know. Maybe it's the diabetes. Maybe I'm a pussy. But I am cold in the mornings, usually, even in the summertime. Like, get up in the morning, you know, like on a weekend type thing. I got to put on a hoodie, set around the house, you know?
You know, that means a couple different things now when you put the air on blast.
Well, I wasn't talking crap about the air, yo.
I'm just checking.
I don't know what Arby's problem is with everybody.
Arby's.
Come on. You don't get it.
No, I got to think about that one.
What's their tagline?
We have the meats.
Oh, I thought it was we have the beef. Damn.
Oh, no, that was... dang it, who was that?
We've got the beef.
We've got the beef.
Somebody had beef. Not in a rap battle way, but like in...
I remember that one. Where's the beef?
Yeah, there's that one. There's beef. It's what's for dinner.
Where's the beef? Those were those two old ladies from Wendy's.
I actually did.
They were looking for problems.
I work with one of those little old ladies in a shoot.
Dead as hell now.
No, but her husband drove her to every little audition that she went, and he waited in the truck for her all day.
Damn.
When she did her, when she worked.
Was that all she got, though, was the...
She got that, and she did. She worked with me when I did like the nursing thing, the commercial for.
You were in a commercial for nursing?
Mm-hmm. I was a nurse.
Oh, God, we got to get
there. Did you have any speaking roles?
Yeah.
I'm here to suture you, big boy.
You have insurance for Medicaid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you'd be one of those nurses that wheels a little cart around. How are we going to take care of this today? No. Well, we weren't.
Mary Beth.
You're not naughty nurse, no.
Hey, I'm Mary Beth.
No.
Do you have a big cut on your face? You mean to put some staples in it?
I knew about those ladies because of the stickers. I didn't know what they were. I'm like, it was a gift. It was a poofy sticker.
You didn't see the commercials?
Not until later.
Oh, man.
Like, as a kid getting those stickers, I'm like, who are these women?
That's when, man, that's so wild. Cause they get
where's the beef?
I get the member berries now, and I just remember that's a good example of my little, my head was big, but my little brain would think like, because I remember one of those ladies went on to do several different things. It may be the one you're talking about, Paige, because they would be on like Tonight Show or Letterman or something, and they would do bits about them on Saturday Night Live. Like, it was like, I guess I was realizing what pop culture was. Like, what the hell are they taking these old women from a Wendy's commercial and interviewing them? Like, what in the world?
Because they were great. They were really nice.
And it's different. It's not like Hawk Tua, that criminal. Hawk Tua, who gets popular overnight.
Crypto criminal.
Becomes a half millionaire in 6 weeks or whatever it was. To me, that's not the same as back then before the damn internet, when it was literally, people use it like it's secondhand, don't even know what it means. Word of mouth. Like, that's everything. That's more than a billboard. That's it adds to what we've been able to become, because we never had a marketing budget. Like, not even kidding you. It was just word of mouth.
They remind you, too.
We got this far without it. Why do it now?
Why do we need it?
Why does Coca-Cola still advertise somewhere?
Somebody was asking what the commercial was, and it was for Kaiser Permanente. Kaiser was really big in California, so I did a lot of nursing.
Sounds like
things.
A villain.
Yeah. And you did it with the Where's the Beef lady.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting this happens.
She was in the bed, and I handed her pills.
Was she already the Where's the Beef lady?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you... Prior to, probably she might get a big ego after the Wendy stuff.
So when you look her up, she did pass away in 1987.
Yeah, I knew she'd been dead a long time.
Her name was Clara Peller. Was the name she changed it to.
Uh-oh. Did she immigrate here?
Yes. She was born in Imperial Russia. It says her real name is Rosha Sverdlova.
Oh, my God.
Youngest of 8 kids. She was a Russian spy.
Even then, they were taking her gerbs. My God.
Where's the beef? Yeah, I bet.
It's in the Mother Russia.
Where's the secrets? Jesus. Make me sick.
That job needed
to go. I wish I never had the sticker.
Dave Thomas, you're probably spinning in your grave like a rotisserie chicken right now.
The best you can,
you're like, oh, man. I paid all that money to a Ruski during the Cold War. Damn it.
Ruski, I wonder how that even came about, the commercial. Because it was huge.
Some smart person like me who would think about, like...
It wasn't long after I did that she did that commercial.
It's probably Paige's commercial with Kaiser Sose or whoever the hell she said. Who was it?
Kaiser Permanente.
Okay, that's close. That still sounds like the bad guy in like a Die Hard movie or something.
Hans Gruber.
Hello, it's me. It's Kaiser Permanente. Where's the beef, huh?
What is like the school nurses that...
Where's the beef, Joel?
Fake nurses, you mean?
Yeah, I was like one of those little things in there. It was just a tiny part.
Did you have any speaking roles? It was actually in...
Well, that was non-speaking. Right. That was like... But I had later on.
Yeah. Did you feel like a piece of meat then? Like used? Because you're like... You're there, but you're not getting... Because you're an actor.
No,
you didn't get to, like, really do anything. You can't really put any flair in giving a woman a bottle of pills.
I know, but...
Did you try to, like, open her mouth and shove them all down to be dramatic?
We shot it, like... That one was, with her, was a print ad. I didn't know
it was... Oh, it wasn't a TV?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no.
Oh, dang it. What did it pay? Do you remember?
Not much. I mean, because I left my house.
Is there craft services for this shoot?
No, not for me. I left for school at 17, so I had to do something to pay for college.
Well, this is a young Paige and playing a nurse.
I think of like...
Massive Hooters.
I think of like the beginning of... I didn't watch much of the show, but I remember the beginning of Mary Tyler Moore. I'm in the city. And she's like walking around through whatever. I think it was New York.
Wasn't good, too.
I did not like that show, but I do remember the beginning of the intro of it. Back when they did intros for TV shows.
I think the weirdest thing I ever did is I had this shoot where they just used my legs. Where I just walked in. I was just a bare legs.
God, if they did that, if I appeared in one of those, it'd be for some kind of ointment or medicine commercial.
It was for a floor.
Look, there's Daddy's legs.
Yeah, they just used the feet.
It was for flooring. They just used my legs. They used my legs walking
on some
floor.
You remember that country song, don't you? Daddy's legs.
Daddy's legs.
Oh, it's
because I remember going for the audition, and my agent said, I need you to go do this. And they sent me on things that I wouldn't get, you know, because I go to, like, fit model things, and they look at me like, you can't wear our clothes. What the hell?
Do you think back now that on the casting call for this print ad you did with Claribel Plar, whatever her name was?
Yeah.
Do you think that that you called for a busty type California girl?
No, it's just you know they were.
Would a guy have gotten that then? No, right? Nurses were still women then.
I don't know. There was a guy that kind of looked like in the ad, kind of looked like. I'll bring it in one day. I don't really want to show it.
Oh, I want to see it if you got it.
If I still have it.
Oh please, you have to. I still have probably 10 copies of the Greenville News when I was in there for my ball cards.
You got a copy when they printed the F word by mistake?
That's where I feel like, it's weird because both my parents were so, you know, I want to call it just too nice. Let me ask you a question. Be honest. When there was a copy of a newspaper you wanted to get, like you were in it or maybe it was a big headline or whatever. Did you ever put one quarter in and take five? Did you ever in your
life? I've done it before, but like for different reasons, I guess.
Why?
Actually, I can't remember.
You were in the newspaper and you wanted to get the article out before anybody in town could see it?
I think I did it for coupon reasons.
I've never done that.
Well, of course not. I mean, I believe that for you.
Sunday paper used to be $1.50. But if you took a couple or knew somebody that looked the other way, it's double coupons. And some stores will let you triple. Not now. But back then, it was.
That's just crazy.
I pray for your soul. I really do.
I wish you would. Somebody needs to.
I really do.
Here's the lady. Do you remember?
Bun. It's a very big, fluffy bun. Where's the beef?
Yes. There was so much bread, and then you know, I like Wendy's and all, but I'll tell you something. Because I've looked it up online. That junior bacon cheeseburger used to take up the whole circumference of my hand.
Yeah, and then
and then it got real small. And people say, well, your hand just got bigger. No, no, no. My hand ain't grown none since high school. I can pretty much tell you why I know that, but I ain't going to. And your mind can probably explain it to you right now.
This is one of those this is one of those ideas, you know, like how Mad Men ended, you know, Don Draper discovered the Coke famous slogan. Like, when you come across one of these, you're like, oh my God, I got it. Mm-hmm. Where's the beef? Then you got to pitch everybody else to think it's good too.
And that's what sucks, is when you know it's good and other people don't see the, but then you don't, like some of the stuff we've come up with in here before. I can, you ever like, and many of you won't because you don't have ideas, but you ever get like an idea and you're trying to tell somebody and you're not articulating the idea because you think they can like see into your brain?
Yeah.
Like you, or you've pitched this, idea into the ether like it's on a whiteboard and everyone can see it. I think this shows that I have a little bit of autism because of what I just said. Like, seriously, I'm talking about, like, you know, in what was the one movie where all he could see all the numbers as he looked around the room? Oh, there's been several of those.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
And I forgot the movie.
Beautiful Mind.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah. When you're telling somebody an idea and they don't see it, it might be just you not showing them.
They did it with Blazing Saddles first. The words were in the air, and then they just ripped it off and did it.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Jesus. You know, and you've mentioned this before. The trick is to convince the other people it was their idea so they get excited about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, you lose credit, but it's still, you know, for the greater good, it
gets over. For the greater good, it gets over, yes. And that's happened to us as well. And you know what? At least it finally happened. But before, it'd be like, you just plant them seeds, and then you every once in a while ask about it again, and then when times get tough, baby.
Then they just ran with it. They made a whole thing. The guy was, the restaurant was called Big Bun. Ooh. And the guy was on his yacht, and the old lady's calling him up, yelling at him, where's the beef?
Oh, dude, that's back when they would write sequels to commercials. Like, it became, I try to explain this to people, and again, maybe it's because I do have a hint of whatever. But they don't seem to like follow along what I'm saying. But like, commercials can be content. Like, those commercials, you would not, well, you couldn't fast forward then. But like,
nope.
If there was a fun commercial, you watch through it. If even if it's an audible commercial, like what we play, radio commercials, it doesn't have to be filler or just fluff or, you know, in our case, a needed thing to, you know, I mean, that's literally why radio is radio. It used to just be for entertainment, and then they're like, you know what, we'll have this certain segment sponsored by Rolex watches.
Yep. A lot of people can figure that out, like, you know, anything's up for sale.
Yeah, but not to the point of like WWE's doing it now, where like every turnbuckle is sponsored. I don't know why I overlook it in boxing and UFC as much. I guess it was always there and it didn't bother me. Now it bothers me because they're like, oh my God, you see what he's getting, Pat? He's getting out the Slim Jim table.
Yeah.
Because he's got to stand.
Prime bottles. Stuff Vince never would have approved.
Never. He didn't even put like logos on the mats.
I don't know if that's good or bad. You know, seems like they're getting away from a lot of stuff Vince didn't do.
Yeah.
Or approved of.
Well, they stopped trafficking women. That's one thing.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Don't do that.
They quit doing that. He quit making people throw up on job interviews.
Oh.
He's gonna puke.
He's gonna puke.
Old draws.
He wasn't far away, Vince McMahon, from being the Linda Blair character.
Sounds like that.
That damn movie.
Exorcist.
There you go.
That damn movie.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
You're as bad as me.
That's the only one I remember her from.
He's gonna puke.
Ooh.
He's gonna throw up.
Hey, homie.
Hey, homie.
Got a little bit of Mark Simpson on it.
It's either Marge Simpson or an old crackhead.
Yeah.
What's up, homie?
I want that hard stuff.
God, you're going to give me a nightmare.
Imagine the people that wake up to us
on
their alarm. They're sitting there saying, oh, no, I'm having a nightmare.
Oh, man, I don't know what I feel about this upcoming WWE show.
Dubba Dubba.
A lot of the old-timers don't like it.
I just love how you say Dubba Dubba.
Dubba Dubba.
WWE. I got to think. They had the women's only thing.
Whoa.
And then they had Saturday Night's Main Event. Oh, SummerSlam. Two nights. What's the old-timers' problem?
Well, the show and the booking that's coming out next week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean...
You're curious about it, but I mean, look, there's no protecting the business anymore anyway. I mean, people know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's what it's getting to is, and this is what I don't like about all that pop culture stuff, is it's catering to too much niche. So, like, when the WWE made the network, their idea was that wrestling fans would sit there and watch wrestling all day long.
Constantly.
Literally watch wrestling. And then they're like, you know what? We need some fluff. What about if we put all the legends in a house, like Big Brother?
Oh, that was interesting.
That was interesting. Or we'll have,
Cartoon Camp. That was a little...
It was like they were just trying so... But now they're doing it in a smart way where they realize the smartest of Mark, meaning... big wrestling fan that thinks they know everything. Mark? Smart Mark.
Is that what they're called?
Sometimes people shorten it to smart. I don't like that. Mm. I like smart Mark. They already know, and they thirst to be able to watch this. They have dreamed of being able to watch a writing meeting for WrestleMania or something. And I might be one of them.
I'm definitely going to watch it. This is...
But... Your casual fan won't give a damn, don't know what a work in the shoot is. Paige, working a shoot. Any idea what that even means? It's okay.
Oh, you're working some kind of some kind of like.
That A word.
Some people misspell my sister's name.
It's not real. It's kind of fake. A shoot. Is that right?
Well, no, you're close. They're working an angle.
Yep. Oh, okay.
But if it's a shoot, it really happened.
Oh, see, so I somebody got shoot it. I thought a shoot was not real. Like, it's kind of like faux pas type thing.
I could work you into a shoot.
You can get worked into shoots for real.
I'd be worked into a shoot.
That's where, like, if Fat Boy and I were working up, for our match at Saturday Night's Main Event, and he said something, about, my grandson.
Yeah. So, hey, Teddy, man.
Those are fighting words.
And then I would say, oh, really? Well, if you would talk about yours on the show, I could say their name,
God.
And then it's like he's pissed in real life at that point.
And we go back and forth, but we're working each other to work you.
Don't you say so things about my grands?
Yeah.
Right.
Or granddaughters.
Grands, if you call them grands.
Oh, yeah. Don't talk about my fast-rising yeast rolls. What are they called, grands?
They were. Okay. Pillsbury.
Yeah.
Don't talk about Slammiversary last night.
No, don't you do it. Wow. Was that last night?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
AJ should have cut his hair before he came back. Just revert back to, TNA.
Who did?
AJ was going back to last night to TNA.
Uh-uh.
Yep.
Oh.
First time since he left.
He ruined it for you.
Should have cut his hair.
Well, I wouldn't have watched it. I mean, man.
AJ Joe Henry is probably about what you watch it for, right?
Say his name and he appears. I want to get a Mark Hendricks version of that. But it would really work.
He loves wrestling.
Well,
he does.
The guy's name is Joe Henry. And do you have that handy? Or is it too
late? I think I got it. It is, but I'll play it anyway because I like wrestling.
It's just real, like, he's real charismatic. And when they say.
Is he handsome?
I mean.
Appears. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Oh, I like those.
I want to get, okay, I'm putting in a special order. Dan?
This is kind of fun.
Or anyone that's good with music and doesn't have crap to do today. I want one that says, I believe in Mark Hendricks.
That would be perfect.
Look. Wave your hands side to side.
We'd have to play it a lot so we'd hear it.
But I don't know that he would appear, though. We could only play it on Tuesdays.
I hate the hybrid schedule. Yeah, I love
side
it.
Side to side. I believe in Mark Hendricks.
I give him credit for showing up.
Is good.
Some bosses like work they on this don't. Floor don't even show up.
They're not even here.
I'm like, I you have
live
an office.
In this state.
It's all make believe. Don't you feel that?
Like, I mean, at this point,
somebody wants to give us guff about having a big office. I'm like, I'm about the guy that don't even live here.
Guff. You said guff.
The guy that doesn't live here.
Hey, let me see here. What's the guff this guy's got going on?
Give him a guff. There's a guy who don't even work in the building that was printing out this morning. For
come on, that guy's swell.
Who is he?
And then he got a package
Mr. Nobody?
Here.
He's tops.
He exists, but he don't work here.
There is one that for years... He would be talked about and mentioned and stuff, and we never laid eyes on the guy, and we didn't know if it was like some work name, mm-hmm. you know, work.
But he really is here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I believe in your mama. Huh.
I believe in Mark Hendricks. Mark Hendricks is our boss, by the way, in case you're
I really do believe in him.
You know, I see him on a regular basis, probably more than you do. Maybe his hours are later than...
He called me Friday.
I was
going
upstairs.
Oh, he was here
Friday?
Yeah.
I went by there to see if he was in there.
He was with his buddy, cohort. Mm-hmm. Stone Man, Rock 101. The Bayou. They were all the way at this end of the hall. I was going down the stairs, and he's like, hey,
getting
it's
coffee.
Not even 10 o'clock yet.
Getting coffee.
I saw him coming back up. He's like, yeah, Monday morning you're coming back up. Yeah.
See, you're smart because you don't bring nothing with you to work.
I just had a lunchbox.
But like
breakfast box, actually.
You could have said, well, I'm going down to get some more paper for the printer or something. They don't see you actually exit the building.
I usually say, like, I got a meeting downstairs, which means I got to take a gnarly ass.
Oh.
I didn't want to yell that out because, you know.
That's not appropriate.
But for some reason, when people are doing news reports down the hall, it's our fault.
Leave the door open. Yeah. Yes.
It's like, you got a door, you can feel free to close.
Yeah. Exactly right.
You know?
Well, they assume that this is a professional business environment.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I open a door so with sorry. Fervor if I got to go check it out.
Or you might, you know, say some words. Some language might creep out from these doors.
I ain't paying the fine.
Okay. Put in your little news report. Trump can cuss. We should be able to cuss, too.
Okay.
I'll try to promo this very quickly. Fat Boy, he said this on the show a week or two ago. Probably... 2 or 3 weeks ago now, that he had some emails that were ripping us apart individually.
Yeah, I've been holding them off as long as I could.
And, why? Well, because it always relies on me to read it. And then often, like, if it's a, and I'm being honest to God, because I love you, Paige, but sometimes if I'm reading an email and it's talking like mess about you, I feel as though you kill the messenger. You literally, with your eyes, kill, like you're doing right now. Look at her.
Yeah.
God,
my eyes are watering.
She's the cross-eyed killer.
That look where you're just like,
uh-huh.
It's like the soap opera's going to break, and the main villain lady's just looking at Marlena like,
you're not an
alien. She got possessed twice.
Oh, yeah. She was possessed.
She was double
I forgot
possessed.
The, all right. The theme there.
So anyway, we're calling them heat mails, and we're gonna if the heat mail is about you, you have to read it.
Oh,
all okay. Right, that'll be
twist.
Fun.
Yeah, you have to read it, so you.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It's heat mails instead of emails.
All right.
You just don't want the heat.
We don't want the heat. No.
I want you to read them.
Yeah, I can't read, man.
Well, I do have a nice voice, but...
Plus, you went to college. I got a GED.
I partial.
You went to college?
Some college.
Fire. I went. Fire, pants on fire?
I went too long, they said. Kick me out.
I haven't seen any diploma at all.
That's a good point.
Bring in your degrees, fat boy.
No, they don't make you buy it. Okay. But... There was a debt that was offset due to some federal programs from the last administration, so I can't really fully hate on them, you know.
Okay.
When I graduated without the old Joe B. Don't sound like I did anyway.
You graduated during COVID, too, didn't you?
Yep.
Oh, poor
you could have gone to college for free during COVID.
God, I can go. When you're some places, when you're 50, you can go for free.
Uh-huh. Some places, you go to jail and you go to college for free.
That's true. Why all you jailbirds got like PhDs
I
now?
I might go to Furman for free. What the hell? I'll be a perpetual student.
I'm sure they're in on that one. Hey, I know what I was going to ask you. What are you working on in the play?
Oh, my gosh. Coldplay is now warning fans before they do the Kiss Cam. We'll talk about that next in your Eyes Guys headlines. If you've been on social media, you know what I'm talking about.
This is why you hate people as a whole.
I got to get, and I swear I don't know, because I'm good about walking in here on a Monday without knowing all the big things of the weekend.
I don't know how you avoided this. It is massive.
So, okay, so my guess is somebody got caught cheating on a kiss cam, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
But didn't know that at first.
But the funny thing about it is all the other people that they put in instead, you know, like the people are making their own versions.
Yeah.
That's why you hate people. Too many parodies for
parodies for, oh my gosh.
Stupid.
Some funny ones, though.
They're not. I hate TikTok.
They don't do
and original, I got one.
They don't do original comedy like we did in here with Broga the other day with Fat Boy doing his dead dog pose.
Yeah. Which Looper said is great for the back.
It is good for the back.
You got to decompress and compress. All right. We'll get into the kiss cam controversy that I swear I don't know about.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm getting old. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Is it true? Good morning. Hello. The song, Here I Go Again. It is about diarrhea. I swear it is.
Is it?
Yeah, because that last part where he goes, here I go, that's when it's running down his leg. I saw it on Behind the Music.
That was the climax of it.
It's about somebody doing the splits on a Jaguar, right? It's hot.
Oh, God.
And you keep Fred Taylor out of your mouth. That was a bad reference. Let's go. I don't know if Trevor's going to still play there.
Oh, yeah. They paid him a lot of money.
Oh, he did re-sign?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well.
Oh, a lot of money. A couple hundred million guaranteed.
God bless. Yeah. They going to get...
I would play one contract.
ETN staying too?
Probably for now. They got Travis Hunter bumped up in the draft again.
You know what? Let's save that for sports.
Ooh, okay. I don't know. Jags
well,
talk.
Let me. You can get into that, but let me just first say that headline's brought to you by Gosling Electric. Carry on, Fatboy.
No, go ahead. For real.
So Coldplay.
Yalla, they sing Yalla.
Yeah, they're warning fans before they air the Kiss Cam after what happened. Presumably.
Was it a famous couple that was caught cheating?
No.
Oh. Well, I don't care unless they're famous.
They don't want to reveal extramarital affairs while they're at a Coldplay show.
But you go to a...
ruin lives.
I mean, you go to a concert. Like, I mean, even when you go to the buy a beer or go to the bathroom, like you're going to see people.
This is social media's fault here. It's exactly what it is. Everybody trying to be a detective. Try to be a sleuth. Now, it was fueled by Chris Martin's comment.
So, somebody got doxxed? Is that still what that means, by the way? I don't want to misappropriate the word doxxed.
I never really understood what it meant.
I thought it just meant you go on the internet, find out where they are, what they do for a living, post your address, all that crap.
Yeah, that's what happened. Mm. Doxxed. I thought it was when two dudes connected their gimmicks together.
I thought it's way girls used to talk about Doc Martens. I'm going to kick my docs tomorrow. I'm like, what? You talking about dockers?
I bet you were kids.
Okay, during their...
God, I just realized dockers was actually those pants. Uh-huh. But yeah. It was also like what you said, Urban Dictionary.
Two normal, regular guys connecting their gimmicks together.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
No, it's not.
They don't have to be gay.
Sounds like you guys.
That's Sodom and gonorrhea or whatever.
Sodomy Samora was the town in the Bible.
Besties. During their show Saturday in Madison, Wisconsin, Chris Martin actually warned the audience before they did the Kiss Cam. And it was their first show since they outed tech CEO, Andy Byron, and his mistress last week, who worked for HR at the company.
Yeah.
It was bad. Like, the camera showed him, and he walked off, and she walked off.
Couldn't it have been a team building exercise?
That's when he said, you know... He said, they're either having an affair or they're not. And then people were like, are they really? Let's figure out who they are.
Sometimes when you see, like, I'll give you a great example. I won't say who, but, like, somebody that I know posted, like, work pictures, or at a work event. Maybe they won a big award of some kind. And, you know, it's like when the whole group's up there. And I'm like, I didn't realize so-and-so got married. Like, no, that's the boss. And I'm like, and then you look, and he's wearing a wedding ring. And I'm like, y'all shouldn't be hugging like that. No. Like, y'all hugging like a couple. Like, I thought y'all were a couple because they're doing that thing almost like a prom move where he's, like, kind of a little too close for comfort humping-wise. You know what I'm saying?
People
like, he stands behind
it.
Her, hands on the hip a little bit. Uh-huh. No, sir. If I was his wife, I'd be livid, and if she's in it, really, I'd be pissed too. But whatever.
Well, now we've seen humpteen pictures of her and her family, him and his family, all over everywhere. They were both married. Don't know if they still are now.
So did they kiss and then realize they were on there, or did they kind of just like look at the camera and then just like move out of frame? Like, I swear I've not seen it. People are calling me a liar on the text. I, honest to God.
There's like an embrace. Really, he's behind her, kind of, you know, wrapped his arms
the
around.
The same.
Her.
Okay.
Yeah. They're kind of moving together, dancing.
Oh, no, sir.
Not good.
No, sir.
And they're busted. But okay, so.
No man goes to that concert without chances of getting laid by a woman. I mean, there, you know, there's some men that maybe go for a dude sex, but like, generally speaking, if a man goes, he's going with the expectation he's getting some later.
And the picture that I saw was his family and then the mistress underneath with him. And
is she married also?
I don't know her. No. Her thing, but
he's the CEO.
Did you see him? That's them.
He
right
resigned
there.
From the company, and he still hasn't made a statement.
Oh wow! Oh wow!
So he just ducks down completely.
He's like out of the picture.
Oh, and she just covers the. Oh my God!
That's when he made the comment, Chris Martin.
So did they think that was like? They just had it on. Well, they were in that embrace, swaying back and forth because, you know, like you tell on wrestling, they'll the cameramen are like looking for those people. That are doing the oh my God face. Oh my God.
She's more embarrassed. The girl behind him, and she's not even, she ain't got nothing to do with it.
Oh,
he's
man.
Got his hands on her boobs, too. Look. And she's got her hands on his hands.
Oh, I bet if he dips, she dip. They dip.
This is what everybody's making their stupid parody videos of. About millions.
Is that where we're filming at 8 o'clock later?
God, he's up on those suckers, too.
Oh. Well,
Gavin Newsom looking dude. There he goes. Oh, let me duck down.
This is bad.
Too late, buddy. They already know
who
you are.
I felt bad for his wife seeing all that.
All
she's
of them.
Dragging
Well, what'd
into
she
it.
Do, though? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, like, why did she drive him away? Why it is embarrassing, though.
It is, yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it, but it is embarrassing, you know. It's not your fault.
You know, like, in Gatlinburg up at, what was the place we went? Shoot, help me out.
Cooters, Shoney's.
Jimmy Buffett.
Margaritaville. Jimmy Buffett's Cooters. He bought it.
They have a big sign that walks on.
Cooterville.
Cooterville?
They merged.
Like, I want to go to Cooterville.
You know, I didn't even go to Cooters when I was up there. Damn it.
Waste the
end. I didn't want to have to.
At Cooterville.
But they have this big sign at Cooterville or Margaritaville that says, filming and cameras or you know, photos will be taken in here. Like, because, you know, they have people going around taking pictures. And
of course.
They have, like, the people on stilts that are making
cheating on your wife. Stay out of here.
Stay out of there.
Cheaters.
If you're cheating on your wife at Cooterville.
Don't.
Let's all go to Cooterville.
bring on down to Cooterville.
All right.
I want to hear that couple do another song. I love them.
Okay. Well, we'll Please. Work up a number next.
Please.
Fat Boy, what is... thank you, Paige. What is up in sports?
This whole UFC... actually, let me not explain it to you that way. Let's just say John Jones has picked his retirement fight.
Bill Goldberg.
No. And we'll tell you what Dana White thinks about John Jones' possible retirement fight.
Is he not letting him just...
There's a big card coming up in a year. Big. Big one. John Jones is like, I want on that fight.
See, I can never remember weight class. You know what I mean?
Like, this has more to do with the venue. Big fight next year. I know you know it. You just forgot.
That's
how I know you got the autism because you like you'll look at the wall and just like a little bit of drool will come out. And...
That's just called getting old and thinking before you speaking. I still can't think though.
Oh, good. We got some audio for you then. It's gonna be good.
Okay, good. That's a good way to tease it.
Banner.
Sports UFC Fat Boy. Good morning.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
The Rise Guys.
And now... Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. So Dana White was asked at a press conference recently, which I assume was a couple days ago, because well, it might have been before the UFC over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think was Poirier or Porter. What's his name?
Dustin Poitier.
Is it like Sydney or?
No, it's not like Poitier. Porner? Until you said it wrong, I could have said it. Now I can't not say it right.
I didn't know if I said it right. Well, it was his last fight, evidently, so. Dana White was asked about a huge card next year in the UFC. Talking about the fight on the White House lawn, July 4th weekend.
Oh, okay, that's right.
So here's what he's thinking about the fights right now.
That fight's a year away. So I'm not even thinking about anything right now. The landscape will change so much by next 4th of July. You know, who knows what's going to happen? Who knows who's going to be on the card or what the main event will be or who will hold all the titles? And everything could be completely different. So it's not even worth thinking about it right now.
Do you think that Trump is going to book himself as the UFC champion?
God, would he come out and fight? Throw a couple punches?
Like one, yeah. One little up, you know, like the uppercut he gave Vince.
Hair versus hair.
Yeah.
Dana said he's going to go up there in a couple weeks and kind of see the layout, who wants to do what.
Like, when he said the landscape changing, he's not talking about the White House lawn, right? He's talking about the life. Okay.
Yeah. They put it like on a huge grade. So everybody's throwing their name in the, throwing their whatever.
Their name in the hat?
Yeah, that's it. When you say you want to do something.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor said he'd be on it. Nate Diaz, I think, said he would fight. I think he said he would even fight Conor McGregor. Are they the same weight class? I don't know.
See, I weight class, I never remember.
One guy that said,
when UFC started, there was no weight class, and that was really interesting.
Yeah, it was.
You have a 400-pound guy fighting a 150-pound guy, and a 150-pound guy beat his ass.
One guy that threw his name in the ring that said this would be a perfect retirement fight was John Bones Jones. So Dana White was asked about John Jones making that his retirement fight.
More audio?
And this is what he said.
Well, it's not even about him winning the belt. I mean, you know how I felt about him. I can't risk putting him in big positions in a big spot and have something go wrong, especially the White House card.
Oh, you know what he's saying.
Yeah, you can't trust his nose.
Off the wagon. Damn.
Can't trust him to stay clean.
That sucks.
Well, guess what?
Uh-oh, did John Bone Jones say something?
John Bone. He did.
What does Joan London think about all this?
Oh, Lord. Not with audio, but he did respond. Said he heard the comments, and he said he's still in the UFC's drug testing pool. He's staying sharp, and he's continuing to train, so he'll be ready for whatever comes next.
Man.
But
that sucks to hear, though. But, I mean, that you wouldn't have the reputation if you didn't have done it.
They'll put him on it. You know they will. He's your biggest draw ever. And if he's healthy or somewhat, they'll find him.
I wish UFC would do, like, mystery fighters and stuff. I mean, that wouldn't be fair to the person that is fighting, you know, the mystery person.
No, do it. Say, look, you'll be the same weight class, obviously.
Yeah.
Just, you know, prepare for that.
Just prepare for that, not the person. Because that, to me, would make it more, like, interesting.
They got too many fighters, way too many. I'm not going to, like, I'm rarely going to spend money on it, but not at the rate that you go, like, you know, two a month.
God, they have it that much now?
It seems like
pay-per-view wise?
It seems like Wonder Boy's fight was a couple weeks ago, right? And then you got this fight this past weekend. Drake Poirier, whatever his name
Dustin.
is. Dustin Porter. I'm pretty sure it's Porter.
No, Justin Porter. No, it's not. It's Poirier. But it's not like Sydney. Poirier. Damn.
Sydney's not Porter? I thought it was Sydney Porter.
Yeah, also, if anyone listening can help with this, Fat Boy and I were having a discussion. There's a baseball player for the Rockies named, if you ask me, his name's Charlie Condon. But the announcers call him Condon, C-O-N-D-O-N.
Like
around here, Condon is, I mean, that's how you spell it. It's Condon. It's like a condom with no M on the end. The Condon. But they call him Condon.
Condon. Like,
that ain't right.
That's the champagne, I'm pretty sure, from rap music.
No, that's
Moet Chandon.
Oh, look at who. Bounet's Farm. Look at old Bougie.
You talking about
Page.
Don Perignon?
Nah, I know that from
Moet.
Moet. Yeah, she's talking about
Condon, not Condon.
Bullshit. It is Condon. It is. It's like you don't say, "Oh, I'm going to England." What part? London.
London.
Stupid.
It's P-O-I-R-I-E-R.
Poirier.
No, yeah, that's right.
Dustin Poirier.
I mean, just be Porter.
Goldilocks likes his Poirier.
It don't matter. I guess now he's done. They all say they're done. They'll come back and hey, we'll give you $500,000 to fight because Dana White don't pay him what they're worth. Any of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even John Jones.
That, and nobody sticks to their word anymore about it really being the end. You know, Kiss, they started it, maybe. And then it turned, you know, my last... Like even Sting, I heard him on I guess it was a wrestling podcast, a little thing on Instagram, and it said, so, you know, you retired. And he's like, hey, this in this business, never say never. I'm like, God bless it. You said you retire.
Well, that's what we thought about Brock. And then somebody made the comment that Brock's on TKO's permanently banned list for stuff other than what we've, you know, heard that he might have done.
Oh,
I can't remember who said it or what that is, but
maybe they had problems with him getting WWE money. Remember the Undertaker bit that time? You want to do it?
Yep.
And that set them up, and then he left UFC to go to WWE.
Plus, Brock's mid-40s. You don't know how much longer he'd want to do any of this anyway, UFC or WWE.
Yeah. God bless.
I mean, AJ's getting up there, too. Like, how much longer do they want to keep going?
You know what I saw? Dadgummit.
Alan Jones.
Oh, hold on. No, for real, don't go yet. Listen to this. I put a little X beside it. The world record for bench press in 1916 was 364 pounds.
Is that Joe Weider?
It doesn't say. You know what? Now the world record is quadruple that. 1,401 pounds.
No, they're bouncing it then. I don't believe it.
I mean, a guy named Jimmy Kolb, C-O-L-B. I guess that's a Kolb.
It's how you spell McCobb.
I don't touch your cob.
You eat it sideways.
You eat it long ways, you son of a bitch.
I forgot it was long
ways.
It's
just nuts. Like, so the world record in 109 years ago was 364 pounds. Now it's quadruple that?
It's not possible. I don't believe it.
Was it like in 1916, like nothing against my own race, but they were only letting white people maybe do bench pressing? You know, I mean, like,
probably
something dumb. Just people that worked in it, like, you know, dudes on the farm could have picked up cows and stuff before, you know, but they don't go work out with weights. It's a different kind of strength.
So you had too many people helping them. I could have bounced it off the chest and get,
or they wear 500 pounds. Them bench press shirts too. You seen them?
Yeah.
Where it's like it adds some kind of like we're doing gym talk right now.
His arms got to be massive.
Oh, it have to be. It's like. Got, like, he can't turn around his neck.
I'm like how big Rich Piana was before he died. He must be that big.
I don't know who that is.
Famous bodybuilder.
Oh, really?
Did a lot of drugs and steroids and, you know, had a heart attack. But see, he was too big.
Yeah.
Your body's not supposed to be that big.
Hell no. You ain't supposed to. When you ain't
not supposed to be this big either.
You know, but it's in a different way. Them guys, like, they'd have the emissions of a donkey page.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.